The CGA Tour, a podcast unlike any other. Now your host, Calvin Alexander.
Welcome back to the latest episode of the CGA Tour podcast. As always here, I'm your host, Calvin Glenn Alexander. And tonight I'm joined by fellow OSU alum, fellow Thunder intern, fellow Oklahoma State Athletics intern, and all-around good guy. Well, actually, you know what? We got to add one more, Ben. Fellow hoops player on Thursday Night Recreational Basketball League at the station in Oklahoma, Ben Stockton. Wow, that was so much fun. Ben, how's it going?
It's good. It's good. How's it going with you, man?
Doing good. We're just going to get right into it. You know what?
Yeah, we got to
talk some Oklahoma State sports. Just going to try to do a bet there. Just cut you off every chance I got. But, you know, we're just going to keep rocking and rolling here. And we're going to talk some Oklahoma State sports. So we're going to talk baseball, softball. What's going on with football? Is Ollie Gordon the best running back in college football? Will he be the first running back drafted next year? Not this year, next year.
Yeah, kind next, of year. Next year.
And then talk a little NBA with the OSU spin, as always, here on CJ Tour. See if we think Lindy Waters is the next OSU player to win an NBA championship. And I kind of want to start there. That's a fun one. Started off, you know, let's just hop into it. So, Lindy, NBA G League winner. Winner.
Which is already kind of crazy because when the G League or the AAA team for basketball, if you will, came into Oklahoma, they were originally the Tulsa 66ers. And they unfortunately did not sell enough tickets that they just became the Oklahoma City Blue. And Monday night, they won a championship. So I'm like, you know what? Good for them. Good for them. And it's just foreshadowing for what's going to happen with the Thunder.
You know, I think we worked the Blue game. I will say they're not highly attended. And I do understand the differences. But you know what? I've heard a lot of rumors. If the Thunder draft Bronny James, I think they'll be highly attended also. I think people will randomly flock. We'll see. But you know, kind of on that, there's three real prominent OSU guys in the league right now. And I'm saying Lindy's prominent by the way here. So forgive me if I'm forgetting a guy, but there's definitely a Lindy and there's Cade Cunningham and there's Marcus Smart. And you know, I mean, I think that's it. I mean, there's only so many NBA players in, you know, period.
Yeah.
There's like 400 of them, but still. Do you think Lindy's got the best shot? Is he? I think so, just because I think he's on the best team.
I was going to say, until next year, if the Memphis Grizzlies can get fully healthy, because they were pretty good there for a while. I just think they were young. That's the unfortunate thing about them. They were young, but they're kind of playing in that Thunder game too of like, hey, we are young, but we can be explosive. We can win games. We're out here balling out. And I mean, they got a lot of good young talent, and especially veterans like Marcus Smart, who's already been in the finals with the Celtics. Sadly, never won a ring, but he's been there. He has that playoff experience. Absolutely right now, Lindy Waters technically has the best chance because he's the only person on a team that's going into the NBA postseason. Poor Cade. The thing about Cade Cunningham is he does not have any kind of help, even remotely, whether it's in, he doesn't. There's no help on the team. There's no help in that organization. I think they won a total of 18 games this year, which is just brutal. They broke the record for the longest losing streak in NBA history. It's all good. It's all good. Cade's going to get some help. And the Pistons might come out as the next young, hot team, man. Who knows? But yeah, Lindy Waters at the moment absolutely has the best chance to be the next Oklahoma State alum to win an NBA championship.
I definitely agree. Unless Cade gets traded, I think Lindy's got by far and away the best chances. And then it's number two, it's Marcus. I mean, still, you know, Marcus Smart and I, freshman year of college, same year, 2012. So we're the same age. I know we're both 30.
Yeah.
The knees are feeling it, I'm not going to lie. But that doesn't mean Marcus doesn't have still a long career ahead of him. So, you know.
That's fair.
You know. At 30, I think Marcus is probably taking care of his body a little bit better than me. I'm just saying. Yeah. Just throwing it out there. It's a thought.
I mean, it helps that he's got a personal trainer and literally an entire professional team behind him.
Are you sure? I don't know.
Dude, you ball out every Thursday night, man.
And Tuesdays and Saturdays, most of the time.
Every other day of the week.
It's a hoop day every day. You know what also is a fun statistic here? You remember Jamison Curry, Oklahoma State basketball great?
Oh, yeah.
You know what record he has in the NBA that also is a record for anyone in the NBA?
I'm scared to know this.
Shortest amount of time ever to appear in an NBA game. He literally appeared in like seconds into an NBA game and then got injured, I believe. Then didn't play again for the rest of the season and then didn't get picked up on another roster. So that was it. He was like 12 seconds, 40. I think it was like under a minute. I mean, if that's you look insane. Up his regular season stats, it's 0.1 minutes is what he played. So, yeah, I mean, that's we're just giving you all the fun tidbits here.
That's like 6 seconds.
I mean, I think 0.1 of a minute sounds right. I'll take your word for it. So I think we covered that pretty good. Shout out to Lindy. Shout out to Boston.
Yeah, shout out to Lindy
for losing their G League team loss. You know, it's fortune telling of what. Yeah, we'll see. We'll see the Celtics in the finals, and then we'll repeat that same deal here with the Thunder.
Yeah,
Thunder up this weekend, but
Thunder up.
Got to say here, it's baseball season. Everyone's excited. Baseball season. We're talking a lot of college baseball all the time. Not really. It's kind of a joke because what my point is here is that there are so many schools across the U.S. who have a really good baseball team as well, like top 25. And it seems like it's a big deal in the SEC, and the SEC also football is a big deal. Also, basketball is a pretty big deal depending on which school. I mean, Kentucky, we know for sure after recent stuff. But like, why are we not more tuned in as Oklahoma State fans to the baseball team? Like, do you think this is because we're good? Like, we're not.
Yeah,
I'm not saying this is definitely not like our basketball team right now, or even our football team right now. Like, we're top 25 in the nation. Top 10 most years. We're in line right now to host a regional, you know, in baseball. Like, I mean, did you know the record before today? Like, before we, you know, hopped on?
You're not wrong, Calvin. I'm looking at it right now. I knew they were playing pretty well because I knew they beat Cincinnati recently. Every now and then I'll see some social media about like, hey, we just won this game or something like that. But other than that, no, I truthfully couldn't tell you a single player. And I couldn't tell you probably even how long. I don't know. I've never been a big baseball fan, so I might be a little biased in this, but you're not wrong. I don't know. I know more softball fans than I knew baseball fans for Oklahoma State. I mean, really that way is even for OU too, but we don't talk about that on this podcast. The thing is, I just think they don't get as much publicity, maybe, or they don't get as much exposure as much. I feel like, of course, the main sport that's always talked about is football. And then I would say next in line is sometimes basketball, depending on what time of the year it is. But those are, of course, like kind of the two main most popular prominent sports. And then you get into kind of your lower tiered, not as popular sports. But I don't know. That's a good question. I really don't have a great answer for, because you're not wrong. Like they don't get talked about that much, and it's not a big talking topic that a lot of people have.
I have an answer, and this may seem like I'm trying to dunk on you and, you know, say you up for when I can posterize you, but it's really not. Yeah, because I just thought about this right now, honestly. And that's we're a wrestling school first and foremost. Like, I think at the
that's
core,
also very
like,
true.
If you, I'll say this. If you are a huge Oklahoma State fan, you're a wrestling fan. They're not separate. You can be a huge Oklahoma State fan who's a big fan of football first, but you know about our wrestling program. You know it's historically good. You know, like, John Smith recently retired. And shout out to him, the GOAT. But that I think, explains a lot of it. It's almost like you're stretching everyone a little too thin around the same months. Like, oh, yeah, but then we're a basketball school. Like, right now, I'd say in order of sports, if you're an Oklahoma State fan, of like what you care about the most for general consensus, I'd say it's football by far and away. Then it becomes men's basketball. And then I think there's like a three-way tie between,
yeah,
between softball, wrestling, and baseball. And I didn't even mention our women's tennis team. Undefeated right now.
Undefeated yeah. Season. Tennis is killing it too. Yeah.
So like, it's just as an odd, I think it's an odd way to stretch like a certain seasons of the year for Oklahoma State fans. Cause wrestling starts right around basketball. So you're all of a sudden following both of them. There's, I'm assuming, a little fatigue there and just following both and seeing what's going on. But like, if you're just a huge passionate fan, I think you're, you know,
yeah,
I think you're there. The other thought I have too is that if you're an Oklahoma State fan, you generally went to Oklahoma State.
Right.
And I think that's a good and bad thing here at the end of the day. I think it's a good thing, yeah, of course, because we hold ourselves very prideful in that we're not the Walmart team of the state, like the team that everyone knows who I'm talking about. I need to keep going. It's the same city I live in, funny enough. But I would say, like, at the end of the day, it also doesn't work for us in our favor. Like when we're talking about NIL money, for example, T-Boone. He didn't go all 4 years to OSU. He transferred in. You know what I mean? Right. There's just kind of like that. Oh, yeah. Like Cecil Obrey. I don't know if he went to OSU or not. I'm assuming he did. But a lot of these like big time donors, I don't know if I wish I'd looked all this up. But like, I don't know if the biggest donors for every single school always went there.
Right.
Like, for example, I don't think Drake went to Kentucky. I don't know if he donates to their NIL foundation or not, or
yeah,
whatever, but like, I definitely know that their fans are mutually not mutually exclusive.
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, like, all right, did the Tyson Chicken guy go to Arkansas, or does he just really want to see University of Arkansas win? And then like his, you know, I mean, I just exactly, always wonder, yeah, like that type of stuff here. Like, is it almost working out for us in a little bit of a negative way that we're not that we haven't been so good at football or basketball that fans are just like just being bandwagon fans, that we kind of are like pushing the bandwagon fans away any chance we can?
Yeah, that's a good point.
Cause we're just so prideful and like, oh, I'm an Oklahoma State fan. I went to OSU. What year did you graduate? And like, I think that's great, but I also think there is a con to it. Not gonna lie.
There is. And I do agree with that, because you're right. Most, I would say 90 to probably 95% of the general OSU fan base are alumni in some form or have a connection to an alumni. Whereas I do know, I mean, and no disrespect to anybody's personal opinions, but I know more people who are OU fans that didn't go to OU against OSU fans that didn't go to OSU. You know what I mean? Like, that's just the way it is, but also it's much more popular and right.
Yeah.
But with that, I even thought about golf. Men's golf is around this time too. And OSU's men's golf team is, I mean, kind of known for being another great sport that we sometimes dominate, sometimes don't, but we've been good for a majority of what I can remember of the past specifically. And so that's why I think you're right. It's kind of a flooding of sports, and ones get talked about a little bit more over the others. But I know, I don't know. I mean, baseball is kind of overshadowed.
I mean, you know what? Let's just dive just a little bit deeper, and then we'll kind of probably just kind of move on, because I think we're now not only just nailing the point, I think we're putting the final nail in the coffin. But
yeah,
we got, for example, last night was the 16th, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Recordings on April 17th, and last night was baseball, and tonight is softball, women's tennis. Tomorrow, gosh, is equestrian, women's golf, women's tennis. Then all of a sudden you hit Friday, where there are 9 events. Softball, baseball play, men's tennis, there's so many different cross countries, women's golf, women's tennis, you can hit the plus sign. Saturday, there's 10 events, baseball's not in town, softball, So really, I think we should be hitting the middle of the schedule, but I also think that there is a little bit of, okay, we always hear baseball's good. When are they going to break through? And that's kind of what I'm trying to get at here, of like wrestling. Oh, they're so good. This is another year where they're going to break through. Oh, golf, this is so good. This is another year they're going to break through. Baseball, same thing. Softball, I feel like, is really emerged. And especially with guys and gals that are around our ages, you know, 30 to 25. That's when you're like, oh yeah, I know the softball team's good. Like, they were good when I was in college. Now they're also, I mean, I graduated 24, but they're, right, you know, they keep going, you know, within the last 6 years, what I'm saying. And you know what I mean? So yeah, I'm not saying the last 10 years. And And that's what I think more of it is too. It's like, oh, we're watching the softball team grow. And for example, my dad, I think, really watched the wrestling team and the golf team and that type of stuff grow. We saw Hovland and we were always talking about him. I think we won the whole thing in golf, like when we were in college, I think 2016.
Yeah, I think it was. I knew that we had won sometime recently in the past 8 to 10 years for sure.
So yeah, I think there's a lot of that. And then there's also just a lot of, okay, you know what? Like we're pretty darn good. Let me know when we get there. Like almost, you know, almost like all the big fans of the NBA who are like, all right, hit me back when the playoffs start. You know, like regular season doesn't matter. LeBron's good with getting an 8 seed or a 7 seed every year. And then he gets the Western Conference Finals and wins 2 rounds. Like, hit me in the playoffs. You know, I mean, like I've heard that so many times. So yeah, I think it's one of those things too of like, all right, no, we're good at golf. No, we're good at, you know.
Which, and that is a good point that I think I have watched more college World Series games than I have regular college baseball games. Cause I don't think about it. But then when it's the World Series, it's like, hey, we made it to the postseason and this is fantastic and we got a root. And yeah. So yeah, I totally get that like mentality of it as well.
And this is also like we said, historic highs for Obrate for tickets being sold at Bedlam games. This is, I mean, it's just, we just don't rank in one of the top of the nations in attendance. And like on a random Tuesday night, are we packing out the stadium against Dallas Baptist, who is also a top 20 team? We're not, you know? So I think there's that part of it. Like, we'll pack like 8,000 plus people for OU Friday and Saturday or Saturday and Sunday, I believe. And so where are we at on, you know, we're at on Tuesday. Well, 1,000 to 2 is, yeah. And I don't know what the reported number is, but that's what it looks like in the stands. So yeah. Just baseball hope and holiday can just keep the train rolling. I mean, like we're in a good spot in all these sports. I just think we need that like one extra recruit. It's almost as the, well, and it's not even almost, it is to me one of those things of, oh, you know what? If we just had like, if Jackson Holiday had actually just played for OSU for a season, would we have won the whole thing? You know, like kind of how Cade came in basketball, like, but if the allegations hadn't been there, we'd also would have gotten Bryce Thompson and Musa Cisse all in the same year. They had three 5-stars all playing in the same team all as freshmen.
Yeah.
Do you just automatically win everything at that point?
Right.
Maybe. I mean, who knows? I mean,
get it figured out, get a good push in the Sweet 16, whatever. Yeah. Yeah.
So, I mean, there's that a little bit. How are you feeling on the softball team though? You know, we're top five in the nation. So
I know, I was about to say, I know more, a little more. I can't tell you a player, unfortunately. But I know that our softball team is, yeah, absolutely one of the best in the nation right now. My brother lives in Stillwater with his wife and 2 girls, and they got season tickets, and they go to almost every game. He's obsessed. So I hear quite a bit from my brother about it as well. I know that they have, like, an unbelievably good winning record currently, too. I think they have a total of... yeah, 7 losses on the season, I think it is.
Jeez. That's when you talk about a team just demolishing, is when you barely lose any games whatsoever. And we have to try to figure out how many you actually did lose.
Yeah, forgive me, 8. They only have 8 losses on the season, which I feel like is... I mean, that's the thing. Even, not to steer off, I'm going to get back to the point, but... in terms of baseball, I feel like especially MLB, professional players who you think about how many seed teams there are for MLB, there's AAA, AA, single A, and then the farmer teams that go to the single A, plus all college. I mean, there's a literally thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of good, talented people at baseball compared to the other sports. And what I'm getting at is they play so many games usually in a season. It's not rare to see somebody's record and it be like 45-45 because that's somewhat normal and still considered a good team in the MLB. You know what I mean? It's not like Golden State winning 72 games and only 10 losses in a season. That's unreal for the NBA, but it's not crazy enough that you're like, okay, you know what I mean? Whereas if an MLB team only lost 10 games in a season, everybody would be like, is this the greatest baseball team of all time? I mean, maybe somebody said that about the Golden State team, but still, my point to that is only having 8 losses on a season when you've already played 20 to 30 games, that's pretty freaking impressive.
Yeah, well, as we're recording right now, the softball team's playing, and I want to say they're playing at Wichita State, but like right now, they're 35-8. They're 13-5 in conference. I mean, that's one of those things where like you putting up 35 wins. Okay, 8 losses doesn't seem like anything. And
right
at the end of the day, we also, I'm so sorry. We are not playing the game anymore. We've won against Wichita State, beaten by 1-6-5, but granted, still wins a win. That's what we care about. So here's kind of the $1 million question. Can we beat OU again for a back-to-back Big 12 championship and kick him out of the conference like that?
I mean,
they're leaving voluntarily, by the way. We're not really kicking them out, but it's better phrasing.
Honestly, I feel like they have to, right?
Yeah, we've done it in several sports. We did in football. Kicked him right out. Said, see ya. Basketball, we did not. Baseball, we did. Did real well in baseball. Kicked him right out. And then, I don't know what else. So, maybe in tennis, probably we did too.
Maybe probably tennis.
Is undefeated, so
that would be sense. They're crushing it.
I mean,
we have to. We have to. It has to be the final goodbye.
All right. Well, on that note, you know what? I think we're going to say our final goodbye to Ollie Gordon for our team this year. I don't think he stays back after this season. Probably gets drafted, right?
See, I was going to, I don't know. Because there, the last I heard, he was looking at maybe transferring.
Out of OSU? But,
yeah. I thought that I had heard that. Before the
season starts? That's brand new info. Brand new info, but right off the presses.
Right off the presses. Let me see if I can try to find this.
I have not heard about that at all. I will say if he is, I will
maybe
say
when I'm you, wrong.
When
in
you
that.
Google Ollie Gordon, Oklahoma State, the first link right now has Ollie Gordon the second, 2023 undefined. Like that's the hyperlink, undefined. Maybe we should fix that a little bit, Oklahoma State-wise. But I haven't really heard of him transferring.
Dang, maybe I'm thinking of a different player. I
have heard of the Ohio State running back receiving interest for Oklahoma State, which is bizarre.
Oh.
Yeah. I don't know if you're hearing other guys.
And maybe
I guess
I'm just totally wrong.
Well, he talked about it in an article in February. February 20th, the college football superstar opened up about talks about the transfer portal, but that apparently has been really it. He's in Oklahoma State, and well, I guess 1 week ago, there's some guy putting out YouTube stuff all over. I mean, that's what we're doing too, but he's putting out where Ollie Gordon is heading next. 1 week ago, rumors, and has OSU and OU, and then some graphics. So, but he announced he won't transfer, he's staying at OSU in December, and I mean, as of right now, like, I don't think no one seems to be really talking about it besides a couple blog sites.
So, yeah.
I mean, that's also us talking about it, but no one's saying anything besides a couple blog sites. So, Ollie Gordon is ranked as the best college running back right now. And if we're talking about running back ranking the top 10 in 2024, there's a big gap between Ollie Gordon and the next guy.
Yeah.
And honestly, it's another Ohio State guy. I mean, that's why the other guy's trying to transfer. But, and actually, Ohio State has two of the top three. But when that being said, is there any shot Ollie Gordon is not the best running back next year? Like, do you see any way that teams catch on, that maybe caught him by surprise a little bit? There's a possibility that he has a kind of a next year slump? Because the first year, he did pretty darn good.
Yeah. Yes and no. I mean, I feel like there's always the talks of course, teams will watch film, teams will prepare for their next opponent, stuff like that. But at the same time, if you're incredible and you have a good coach and you have a good organization and a team behind you, part of me, I'm like, if he can be dominating again, why not? Like, why would he not be able to go out and say no to the haters? is there another running back on a different team that, right, like you even said, Ohio State. I feel like Ohio State is always pushing out good running backs. That, like, that same side of it where, yeah, of course, anybody else has potential, and it just depends on the how the season plays out. But I don't know. I don't think that, to me, I would hope as a fan that he's able to only get better and that he is an even better season next season than he did this previous one. You know?
Yeah. I think there's a chance that he only increases his stats because he didn't play in the first three games last year as much as he did the final two games down the stretch. But I think there's also a chance that he has kind of similar stats because down the stretch he really, really was putting up numbers. And he may just not be having the same success rate and workload the whole season this year. You know, it may kind of average out. I do think it's probably him and then a gap. But I also think there's a running back at Texas Tech, Taj, who seems to be pretty darn good. ESPN's got him fifth ranked. Fifth ranked for college football, you know, guys. And I think there's a chance, too, that, like, maybe Ollie kind of needs to find, like, one more wrinkle. You know, I mean, you can be really, really good, but, like, when that running back who breaks out as a sophomore, you almost have to step one more. You know, you've got to do something even better to really get people's attention, really get through all their eyeballs. Like, will the North Carolina guy, Omarion, like, will he just jump out and be crazy good?
Yeah. We'd
be talking about, yeah, I mean, either he's Ohio State guys, you know, either Henderson or Judkins. Could we also be talking about, I mean, Boise State's got a guy. Michigan, of course, has somebody. Georgia has Trevor. Not Travis, but Trevor Etienne, Georgia. And then Cal's got a guy. And, of course, Kansas is Devin Neal. So, I don't know.
That's why I just think, of course, like any season and with any player, you're able to hype up. And that's always the fun part about sports is it's easy to look at a list of prospects and go, oh, yeah, they got a good team behind them. And their opponents aren't so great next year. And they're really going to have a breakout season. And then the players that you don't think are going to have a breakout season absolutely crush it. So it's one of those things that it could go back and forth. But I don't know, you know, there's part of me that I'm like, it's a fresh kind of start for OSU this next season, new opponents. OU's not there. No bedlam, no football. I mean, no bedlam period, but no football bedlam for what? The first time in.
Since 100 years, seven or something. Yeah, I
mean, right. Like
bizarre.
So that's why it feels kind of like a new chapter for Oklahoma State in general, but especially for the football program that maybe we could kind of just put a stamp and say, hey, the Big 12's ours. And I think Ollie can really help lead that charge.
I think he can too. I really hope it's an Ollie Gordon attack. Just because it seems like that's the way we're building our team. All the offensive linemen returned from last year. They only got a year better. And yeah, getting Bowman in where it's like, hey, yeah, you're the starter. Here are the keys. Let's go.
Yeah.
Early on has to be the way to do it too.
Right.
I'm real curious at the end of the day what the rest of like Oklahoma State football looks like after this season. Because I feel like this season's another kind of breaking point. It seems as though, you know, last year was like a build, but right now it is really nice that instead of like, you know, we're only rebuilding. We're not like redoing it. We're not building from scratch. We just seem to be kind of just, you know, hey, just re-upping every couple of years where it used to be like every 5 years. Now it's every 2 years. There's kind of, okay, a down year and then we're right back up. And last year was supposed to be like a down year. And last year we were 10 wins. Yeah, I mean, last year coming in, I was like, I mean, yeah, me. Hopefully we're good.
Yeah.
And we got 10 wins again. And it's just one of those. I'm always just really, at the end of every football season, I'm like, oh, yeah, Gundy's a good coach. And then there'll be the first non-cons game of the year that we lose. I'm like, well, it happened again. Gundy's a bad coach.
Know.
And everyone says the sky is falling. We all go through the same rigmarole.
And then it is every season I'm reminded that I'm like, he is one of the most winning coaches in collegiate football history. He is one of the best, like this, and OSU, this. I mean, yeah, we've had what? I don't know how many technically winning seasons straight that we've done well. He has, I think, 12 bowl rings or 12 bowl wins. Or is that too many?
I mean, he's got he's been the head coach for 18 years. So he's coming up on...
He's up there in bowl wins, too. I know that.
Yeah, he's got 10 plus.
There was somebody the other day that they were comparing him to another... I think it was a Pac-12 school. Some big other football school that I saw on Twitter. And they were comparing Gundy to... And they were like, at the end of the day, Gundy just has consistent stats. And I was like, honestly, that's true. He may not have an NCAA title behind his name, but he does have consistent, efficient stats.
Well, what cracks me up too is like ESPN puts out all these top 10, right? They did top 10 running backs, kind of how we got to the Ollie Gordon question. And then they did top 10 quarterbacks, where we're not seeing Alan Bowman on the list, unfortunately, y'all. Then they do top 10 head coaches as well. And guess who's also not on the list? You know, granted, you know what I'll say? Lance Leipold, however you say it, him being on the list, cool. Like he's on the rise, but if it was top 10 coaches on the rise, oh yeah, I mean, Gundy's been there for a while. Sure. He's not rising up anymore. He is, I would say, consistently the best or second best coach in the Big 12. And I might be fighting people a little bit. Somebody might go, Sark was last year. All right, you know what? Yeah, he won the conference. So if he's the best head coach because he wins the conference, of course he is. Because that's what my argument would be for the Thunder. Dagnall's the best head coach. He won the conference, right? So, All right, you know what? You know what? I can't take both sides of the argument. So that's fine. But then, like, this is what would drive me nuts is that if someone goes, well, Kyle Whittingham, way better head coach than Gundy. Well, yes, he also has been to New York Six Bowls. You know who's also been to New York Six Bowls? Us. You know who's won a lot of New York Six Bowls? Well, Utah's won more than us. But we also somehow always play Ole Miss. Like, can we not play Ole Miss one time when we go to a New York Six Bowl? Can we just play any other team? With that point, like we beat Stanford in New York Six Bowl with Gundy. I mean, we have done things. It's not. Kyle Whittingham was 8-5 last year. Granted, he didn't have his quarterback the whole year, yada yada, all type of stuff, but we are making the exact same type of, well, Gundy didn't have this. You know, I mean, we're always doing both ways. So it's not like I can't give Kyle Whittingham, you know, kind of that kind of credit too. But his career record is 67%. He's 162 wins and 79 losses. Well, like last year he didn't do great. And last year he was supposed to do good. You know, last year was like, oh yeah, it's their kind of last year in the Pac-12, et cetera, but then the Pac-12 is really good. And then, yeah, I mean, Kirby Smart, I don't have an issue with. And Kalen DeBoer, I don't know how he's top. I don't know how he's the second coach in the nation right now. I get he took a team to the national championship. I also get that he now is at Alabama. Got me there. But he's coached less than 50 games in his career in college.
Which is crazy.
It get having him fifth. I just don't get how Gundy doesn't make the list over some of these guys. Dabo, get it. You know, Dan Lanning. All right. But like Sark, like, okay, he's got 59% winning percentage. Lane Kiffin, okay, you know what? Sure, he's 8. But like Ryan Day is 10th. Wait, well, yeah. I would have put Ryan Day way over the Washington guy who went to Alabama.
Yeah.
It just is. Maybe I'm just picking nits here too. Who do you think from our team this year in football? What position group do you think will like really be really good? Do you think it'll be the wide receivers? Do you think Alan Bowman? Do you think it'll be Ollie Gordon and the running backs? What do you think is a big difference maker this year?
Dude, I mean, again, I got to go back to Ollie. I think he's got the stats and the talent to back it up. And I think if we can put our trust in him, but if we can get him to be the main component of the engine and get it running smooth, I think he could be a big difference maker.
I'm going with the wide receivers just because a lot of them weren't healthy last year. Stripling wasn't really healthy, and apparently if he was, he would have been starting the whole year. And then we've got another year of, oh my gosh, it's my guy too. It's number 10, Oklahoma State. Gosh. Ah, that's just going to kill me here. I know my dad's screaming at me as he listens to this. But I will say, like, there's just no chance that Rashad Owens doesn't have a good year next year. Right. You know, I mean, wide receivers, like, we're good. We got that usually. And last year, we even had a guy come out of George Washington, which is not a football school. It's barely a school. And he came in and played incredibly well, and then all of a sudden was off to win it. And he's got a photo of him on his OSU side as he's a redshirt senior, coming to Roosevelt, but he's held up a trophy after the win last year in the Texas Act Bowl, which nothing to scoff at, you know?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, very fair.
You know, it is what it is. Well, then with that being said, you know what? Any other final thoughts here on this episode of the CJ Tour podcast? Follow out the CJ Tour on X and Instagram and TikTok. Wherever else you get podcasts.
Wherever else you get podcasts.
YouTube. Subscribe on YouTube. Big on YouTube. Huge on YouTube.
Huge on YouTube. All I have to say is check out Lindy Waters Sunday night. Oklahoma City versus whoever the 8th seed ends up being. Sacramento Kings or New Orleans Pelicans. We'll see.
All right. You know what? Leave you out on this. Who you got? It's going to be Kings or Pels. Granted, Zion's out.
Zion's out. Zion is out. I think it's the Kings. With Zion out, I think it's the Kings, no doubt.
Ingram wasn't looking that good either. I think you're right. I think this is the Kings. Kings or else, and it's got to be the Kings. I mean, I don't see them not winning it. I would love for the now. Why don't we keep the land tournament going? Give us some more rest. You know, let's have Kings Lakers. See who can get one more.
I know, dude. I know.
I agree. But honestly, not really. We don't need that much rest. We need to stay in kind of rhythm. You know, otherwise we'll drop game
one. Yeah.
But I'm so Lakers, excited to see it.
I am too, dude. I this is the first NBA playoffs I've been excited for in a long time. And I think Lakers Nuggets are going to be, it's going to be a fight every night. I really think so.
It'll be a lot of fun. I'm super excited for the NBA playoffs. Go Heat. Not a big fan of Philly and the Sixers and Joel Embiid's flops. But
fair. Very fair.
You know what? I got the Kings too. In case I don't have you on again, who you got in the finals? End it on this. Who's in the NBA finals this year?
Let me put it this way. Unbiased opinion. Unbiased.
Yeah, I'm gonna hold you to it. No matter what you say, right? I'm gonna hold you to it.
That's what we got. Yeah. Two versions here. Unbiased. Denver Nuggets and Boston Celtics. With Celtics beating the Nuggets in six.
Okay.
I think they win. It doesn't matter, but I think Celtics in six. Celtics in six in the finals. Biased opinion? Oklahoma City Thunder. All the way. All the way, of course. Probably playing against, I would honestly say, the Celtics. It's going to be the Celtics. I don't know who else gets out of the East in any scenario. It's the Celtics. They didn't even lose 20 games this season.
The Celtics have so many good. They're on the record in the league against everyone they play, basically.
Yeah.
They may have split up with Thunder. I forgot how that worked out. But my prediction here is Thunder Celts. And that's biased or unbiased, whatever you want to say. You can only make two. Yeah. I think Thunder versus Celtics. I don't know why we'd lose.
That's fair.
We've only dropped one series on the year or split them. And it's the two teams that are playing going to play each other in the first round, Lakers right. Nuggets. So we got to get past that. And guess what? Like, we can do it. Like, it's, yeah. You know what? I mean, it's not. We split.
That's the crazy thing is I really do think it's a very, very, very small, maybe a couple, but I don't know of many NBA teams that are going to be able to beat Thunder 4 out of 7 games. I just don't see it happening. It might be a dogfight every game, but I don't see him winning 4 out of 7.
Me here. Me either. We got Coach of the Year. We're good. We're good. Yeah, with that being said, Ben, thanks so much for listening to the latest episode of the CJ Tour. Thanks for joining me here, of course.
Absolutely. Yeah, and dude. Thanks for having me.
I'll have you on again soon here. Please follow at the CJ Tour on YouTube. Big on YouTube. Huge. Huge on YouTube.
Huge. Huge on YouTube.
And X and Instagram and all the other social media platforms possible. But like, subscribe, follow YouTube, Spotify, iTunes.
All the above.